Thank you for giving Nigeria the floor. Madam President, allow me to reiterate the support of my delegation. As you steer the work of the CD under indeed difficult circumstances, we thank you for hosting the discussion on nuclear risk reduction, and we also thank all the panelists for their presentations. Madam President, during the first plenary under your presidency, my delegation shared its views on your proposed approach to conduct the work of the CD, particularly in the context of the thematic debate on nuclear risk reduction. We will not repeat our views on this at this time. Nonetheless, we have paid close attention to the very insightful presentations on the subject, including the perspectives shared by the panelists. Therefore, allow me to reiterate my country's position on the fundamentality of nuclear disarmament, cognizant that we fully respect the priorities and perspectives shared on nuclear risk reduction, including the promotion of transparency and trust building. Allow me to quote Dr. Wan from SIBRI, who rightly mentioned that nuclear risk reduction is not a substitute or prerequisite for nuclear disarmament. In this context, we are reminded that the goal of the CD is predicated on the principle of nuclear disarmament, and we reiterate that nuclear risk reduction should not be a panacea to nuclear disarmament. In quoting the second speaker, Ms. Bell, she noted that there might be a need for greater pace to promote nuclear risk reduction as a means of contributing to the actualization of nuclear disarmament. She further noted that nuclear risk reduction is not the solution to our problems in the nuclear context, but it could lay the groundwork for this actualization. On this score, the question arises, how does nuclear risk reduction accentuate the threats posed by the existence of nuclear weapons to non-nuclear weapon states? While the theoretical projection of nuclear risk reduction appears somewhat attractive, nonetheless, how efficient would these measures prove to be in practical scenarios, particularly in the light of emerging technologies, including the use of AI in military operations in relation to nuclear-related activities? Madam President, as a non-nuclear weapon state, we would like to highlight that while all panelists advocated for accelerated dialogue on nuclear risk reduction without prejudice to the principle of nuclear disarmament, we wish to underscore that it would be equally practical for us to apply the same enthusiasm to promote dialogue on NSAs as a means of also building trust and transparency, particularly between non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear weapon states. In view of the fact that we seem to be considering other measures as foundations for future nuclear disarmament, which seems to be elusive at this time, we urge delegations to also consider the aspect of NSAs as an important measure to safeguard non-nuclear weapon states from the use and threats of use of nuclear weapons. We believe that NSAs do not impinge on the national position of any state, and we are fully committed to dialogue on this topic. Finally, we remain committed to the ideals of the NPT, the TPNW, and other existing instruments aimed at actualizing a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you.